What would deceptive practices by a mobile home park owner look like? Deceptive practices by a mobile home park owner can take many forms, all of which are designed to exploit tenants and maximize profits. These practices can range from misleading advertising to unfair rental agreements and can have serious consequences for the residents of the park. In this article, I'll explore what deceptive practices by a mobile home park owner might look like and how tenants can protect themselves from falling victim to these tactics. One common deceptive practice by mobile home park owners is misleading advertising. This can take the form of false promises about the amenities and services offered at the park, such as claiming that the park has a swimming pool or clubhouse, when in reality, these facilities are not available. Owners may also use deceptive advertising to attract new tenants by advertising low rental rates or move-in specials that are not actually available once the tenant signs a lease. Another deceptive practice by mobile home park owners is unfair rental agreements. Owners may include hidden fees and charges in the lease agreement, such as charging for utilities that are not actually provided or adding fees for maintenance and repairs that should be the responsibility of the owner. Owners may also include clauses in the lease agreement that allow them to raise rent prices without notice or evict tenants without cause, giving them significant power over the residents of the park. Mobile home park owners may also engage in deceptive practices when it comes to maintenance and repairs. Owners have a legal responsibility to maintain the park and ensure that it is safe and habitable for tenants. However, some owners may neglect maintenance and repairs in order to save money, putting the health and safety of residents at risk. Owners may also use deceptive tactics to avoid making necessary repairs, such as claiming that the tenant is responsible for the damage or refusing to respond to maintenance requests. In addition to these deceptive practices, mobile home park owners may also engage in discriminatory practices that target certain groups of tenants. Owners may refuse to rent to tenants based on their race, ethnicity, or other protected characteristics, or may treat certain tenants unfairly based on these characteristics. Discriminatory practices by mobile home park owners are illegal under the Fair Housing Act, but some owners may still engage in these practices in order to maintain control over the park and its tenants. So, what can tenants do to protect themselves from deceptive practices by mobile home park owners? The first step is to carefully review the lease agreement before signing it and to ask questions about any fees or charges that are not clearly explained. Tenants should also document any maintenance issues and repairs that are needed in writing and keep copies of all communication with the owner. If a tenant believes that they are being targeted for discriminatory practices, they should contact the Department of Housing and Urban Development or a local fair housing organization for assistance. In conclusion, deceptive practices by mobile home park owners can have serious consequences for tenants, including financial hardship, unsafe living conditions, and discrimination. Tenants should be aware of the signs of deceptive practices and take steps to protect themselves from falling victim to these tactics. By staying informed and advocating for their rights, tenants can help to hold mobile home park owners accountable and ensure that they are treated fairly and respectfully. Copyright Mike Witte and Mr. Mike's Neighborhood.